She knows a hay bale makes a perfectly comfortable seat. It's time for the Wisconsin Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and the Equity Livestock Sales Association. There's so many things going on with regards to the beef industry, and remember, that also includes our dairy industry. A lot of those animals that had produced milk turn into part of the beef industry. So many things that are going on. We want to make sure that we're giving you all a little bit of a breath on how many things are happening with those checkoff dollars. And Sarah Gina is joining us today. She is our dietary nutrition specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Sarah, hey, this is that time of the year when I love talking to you because you help us enjoy the holidays without putting our health at risk. Sarah, you got some great suggestions, some things that we want to keep in mind when it comes to beef and the holidays.
Yes, oh, definitely, because this is from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the typical American can gain up to 10 pounds, and that's a lot, and a lot of us then don't take it off after the holidays. So, you know, the main tips I have, you know, especially with beef, is choose your leaner cuts. And these leaner cuts I love, like tenderloin, tri-tip roast, top sirloin roast. Even if you're making meatballs for the holidays, you can use the 93% lean ground beef. And if you want to moisten it up a little bit, you can just add an egg white. So that's a way to add fat back to it without even adding too much.
Yeah, and like we said, so many different options when it comes to the type of beef that we're using. And this is the time of the year, Sarah, when a lot of people are more than willing to experiment with different recipes, different ways of doing things. So yeah, if you've never tried it before, try it now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can go to thebeeftips.com to look up plenty of holiday recipes. Main thing with the holidays is just portion control. A typical portion of beef is 3 to 4 ounces. It's not your 64-ounce steak. As much as my beef farmers want me to tell you guys that, they hire me to be the voice of reason. So that 3 to 4 ounces, and you want to match it up. You know, half your plate should be vegetables, and a fourth of it a protein and fourth of it grains. So just being mindful of your portion sizes and don't go overboard. Try not to go back for seconds because usually when you go back for seconds, you're stuffing yourself and then you feel miserable.
But always remember to try to incorporate beef in. That's, you know, yep. I've been seeing a lot of negative things on social media and strange places, Sarah, about these fear factors. They want to scare people into steering away from beef. You are definitely opposed to that attitude, too.
Oh, definitely. All our beef is safe, nutritious, so there's nothing to worry about. You know, you can go to the store, pick up a tenderloin, and knowing, you know, it's going to be safe and nutritious. So I know it's hard with all those scary health claims out there. And that's what I get to do. I get to go out to the consumer, especially high school students, and talk to them about antibiotics and hormones and some of the things that we hear about our food industry.
And I always want to remind you, too, be sure to use the beeftips.com website. That's our Wisconsin Beef Council with all kinds of information to answer those questions. There's great blogs that can tell you the producer's side of what it's like to be in the beef industry. And, of course, on social media, always look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Sarah, when it comes to the holidays, and Sarah and I were talking about this beforehand, some of us have a little bit more time off. We're not working maybe quite, you know, the 40-hour week every week, and we can stream more videos, do more online searches. And one place we want to kind of direct people to get clear information in, I'll call it kind of a fun way, is that new interactive device we call Alexa. And she has got a new relationship with beef producers. Tell me about Chuck.
Yeah, definitely. Our National Association has been working with Google, and we've got a Chuck Knows Beef opportunity that you can use with your Alexa app if you use those sort of things to, you know, Alexa's where you can ask it a question and it'll actually speak back to you. So you can go to chuckknowsbeef.com and look up this app. So it's powered by artificial intelligence and you can ask it different beef recipes. You can ask it, hey, Chuck, what's your favorite cut of beef? And it'll answer you back. So it's really cool.
Have you used it?
I have. I started to play around with it even before it was available on Amazon. And it is. You can ask it weird questions, and he'll come up with a smart answer back to you.
That's cool. Well, and, you know, yeah. For the holiday season, some people may have gotten an Alexa or a Dot mm-hmm. or something like that, an Echo last yep. year, and you're just maybe getting good at using it now. Some people are going to have it as a Christmas present this year. So yep. maybe, and this has been in development. The Chuck Knows Beef actually has been in development for a little while. Our beef producers have been trying to help Chuck really understand beef, right?
Oh, definitely. The more questions you ask it, the smarter it gets. So recipes are the obvious thing, but you can ask it, you know, what temperature do I need to cook my steak to medium rare? It'll give you those answers. It'll give you answers, you know, if you've got, you know, say flank steak, what are some recipes with flank steak? It'll give you a couple recipes related to that cut.
Chuck Knows Beef. Check it out. You can go to Beef It's What's for Dinner and kind of get started there. Or like we said, just go ahead and start working with your Alexa, with your Echo, and try it. Now, Sarah, I got to ask you, because I'm not sure if I'll get a chance to catch up with you before we start the new calendar year. One thing yeah. that always crosses my mind is New Year's resolutions. You mentioned earlier about we indulge during the holidays, then all of a sudden we want to do a 180 and just go crazy with health club memberships and stuff like that. You're a professional when it comes to our nutrition. What kinds of suggestions can you make for me before I get to the New Year's resolution list? What kinds of things do you see people succeed with when it comes to beef, their exercise routines, their nutrition plans, and where do we typically fail no matter what we think?
Oh, definitely. You know, beef nutrients along with a healthy lifestyle work to provide our bodies and minds with the fuel to be our strongest versions of ourselves. So beef is a great source of protein. In that 3 to 4 ounces, you're getting about 25 grams of protein per serving, and that's about what you want to get per meal, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's also a good source of iron and a good source of your B vitamins. So it's going to fuel you throughout the day. Where we go wrong a lot of times is when we omit a food item from our diet. Like everybody is on, you know, the gluten craze, or they're doing the keto diet where they're taking out your carbohydrates. And I don't suggest that, because you're going to eventually deprive yourself of, you know, certain nutrients. Obviously, if you're allergic to gluten, or if you're allergic to lactose or milk, definitely cut that out of your diet. But, you know, every food group has a place in a healthy diet, especially beef.
So like you said, don't get caught up in the fad, get caught up in the fact.
Yes, I like that.
All right. We dreamt it up here, folks. Me, Sarah Aguina, she is the dietary nutrition specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council, and good to talk with you, Sarah. Have a great holiday season, kiddo.
Thanks. You too, Pam.
All right. And remember, as always, you can find out more on all that nutrition information that Sarah's got, as well as great holiday recipes and more on Chuck Knows Beef. You can start at beeftips.com. That's our Wisconsin Beef Council site, or on Facebook, Wisconsin Beef Council. You want to find Chuck Knows Beef? You can start with beef. It's what's for dinner, and go from there. But no matter what you're doing during the holiday season, remember, nutritious, well-rounded diet does indeed include Wisconsin beef. That's all brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, administered through the Wisconsin Beef Council, and also in support from our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke